Yesterday.
And Saturday is?
Tomorrow.
And if someone came here on a Sunday, not last Sunday, but a week earlier than that, you say you came here.
Week before last.
And someone's going to leave a week beyond next Sunday, you'd call that?
Week after next.
Okay. Do you ever say Sunday week?
Sunday week, yes.
Does that mean the future or the past?
Future.
And if someone stayed from the 1st to the 15th, you say he stayed about?
About 2 weeks.
Okay. And did you ever hear fortnight for that?
Yes.
People say that around here?
No, you don't hear that expression anymore. Yeah.
If you wanted to know the time, you'd ask somebody.
What time is it?
And you'd look at your...
watch? Clock?
And if it's midway between 7 o'clock and 8 o'clock, you say that it's...
7:30.
Or half?
Half past 7.
And if it's 15 minutes later than that, you say it's...
7:45.
And if you've been doing something for a long time, you say, I've been doing that for quite a while.
Or quite a spell.
Do people say spell?
Yes, I've heard it. Expression quite a bit.
And you say 1973 was last year, 1974 is...
this year.
And if something happened on this day last year, you say it happened exactly?
Exactly this time last year.
How long ago, exactly?
A year ago.
And talking about how tall a room is, you might say this room is about...
the ceiling's about 8 foot high.
Okay. And talk about the weather. You say you look up at the sky and say, I don't like the looks of those black
clouds.
And a day when the sun is shining and there aren't any clouds, you call that a
fair sky.
And, or what kind of day?
Fair day.
And
a clear
about,
day.
Uh-huh. What about the kind of, when the sun isn't shining and it's
cloudy.
Okay, or it's kind of dark, you say it's a
dreary day.
Uh-huh. And if the clouds were getting thicker and thicker and you think maybe it's going to rain or something in a little while, you say that it's
rainy.
Or did you ever hear threatening or breaking?
Threatening rain, yeah.
Uh-huh. What about when the clouds pull away and the sun comes out? You say that it's...
clear enough.
And you say it was so cold last night that the pipes...
froze.
And...
bursted.
And you say, I was going to try to do something about it, but the pipes had already...
bursted.
Because the water had already...
frozen.
And if it gets much colder, the pipes might...
freeze.
And...
burst.
And you say, it was so cold last night that the lake...
froze over.
What if it just... there's just a thin ice around the edges, maybe? You say that it... you say it froze over, or...
the
that?
Lake froze.
Mm-hmm.
Around the edge or partially froze.
Did you ever hear skimmed over or scaled over?
A skim of ice over the pond or lake, yes.
Mm-hmm. And if it's cold enough to kill the tomatoes and flowers, you'd say, last night we had a...
freeze.
What about something not quite as hard as a freeze?
Frost.
And say it was... started to rain and the wind began to
blow.
And all night long the wind
blew.
And it was bad last night, but in years past the wind has what harder than that?
Blown harder than that.
And if the wind's from this direction, you say
it's out of the east.
And a wind halfway between south and west, you'd call a
southwest wind.
And between south and east?
Southeast wind.
And east and north?
Northeast.
And west and north?
Northwest.
And if the wind had been gentle and was gradually getting stronger, you'd say it was...